Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life. Hi, Rebels. We have something really special to share with you. For the next 6 weeks, we'll be airing 16 episodes from our Growing Up Powerful series. These are stories about dealing with big feelings, growing up, and connecting to the world around you. And just so you know, some of these themes may be mature for our younger rebels. We encourage listening with your grown-up. We hope you enjoy. And now, Episode 9 of Growing Up Powerful, Expert Talk with Nona Willis Aronowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Up Powerful, the bonus episode. I'm Justine, your co-host on the Rebel Girls Growing Up Powerful series. And I'm here with Nona Willis Aronowitz, celebrated author, editor, and relationship columnist at Teen Vogue, not to mention the author of Growing Up Powerful. I guess I mentioned it after all. Anyway, we wanted to take a closer look at families, so we invited Nona to share her thoughts with us. Hiya, Nona.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for doing this. So, in episode 6, otherwise known as Biology and Banana Pills, we talked a lot about what the word family means to us. Can you tell us a little about what family means to you?
Well, it's so interesting because if you had asked me a year ago, I would have told you about my dad and my mom and my siblings. But now that I have a new daughter, I'm now thinking about the family that I just formed. So I live with my husband, Dom, my baby daughter, Dory, and my cat, Larry, in-house. And that's my family.
Wow, that's so cool. And do you have siblings?
Yes, but it's kind of a funky situation. My dad was married a couple of times before he was with my mom, so I have 4 half-siblings on his side, but I'm my mom's only child.
Whoa, that is funky. Does that mean you're the youngest?
Well, technically I'm the youngest, but actually I grew up more like an only child because by the time I was born, all 4 of my siblings were old enough to be out of the house. So being an only child is very different from having siblings, and I think that definitely changed the family dynamic. I had a lot more attention from my parents.
Oh, I can totally see that. And what would you say is the best thing about your family?
Well, when I think about the family I grew up in, and when I think about the family I have now with my daughter and husband, it's really the same thing that I like about them, which is that everybody has a great sense of humor. Even my daughter, who is only 10 months old, really can, you know, administer a joke. I really appreciate it. She's very giggly. She's very smiley. My husband tells a lot of jokes. We laugh a lot, and that's a great thing about our family.
I love that.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Okay, this is kind of a challenging question. So, I have a sister, and I love her, but to be honest, a lot of times, I don't really like her. We fight a lot, we don't have much in common, we totally get on each other's nerves. So, do you have any advice?
You know, this is tough because people go through phases where they don't like each other at all. And maybe in 2 years, your sister will become a different person or a different version of herself that you do really like. But the whole point of family isn't that you will like them as friends or that you would hang out with them if you had just met them in the wild. It's that you understand them and you love them and you trust them. And that's different from liking their personality. Sometimes, unfortunately, you wouldn't necessarily like their personality if you had just met them, but you do love them because you share so much history and so much of a bond with them.
Nice. I like the idea of it going in phases, for sure. And can you talk a little bit about the idea of a chosen family?
Well, chosen family is extremely important to me because neither of my parents are alive anymore. They were both pretty old when they had me. They had both been married before, and at the very last minute, they decided to have me, and that meant that I just had a little bit less time with them. But luckily, I have really leaned on very, very good friends that I've had for a long time. I have a few camp friends that I met when I was 11 years old that I still talk to and lean on, and that really came in handy when I lost my parents, because I did have family to support me and fall back on.
Wow, that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And last but not least, why do you think family is so important?
I think it goes back to what I was saying about your sister, where it doesn't really depend on whether you like the person, whether you think they're cool, or whether you have something in common with them. It's really more about unconditional love, and that's just so important. And by unconditional love, I mean people aren't gonna judge you depending on your likes and dislikes and style and achievements. They're just gonna love you because you're you. And that's the difference between family and, you know, friends who may come and go throughout your life.
Definitely. Whomever I call family needs to love me for being me. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, Nona.
Thank you.
And thank you, Rebels, for tuning in to this Growing Up Powerful bonus episode. Talk to you soon. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Imani Parks, as Justine, with special guest Nona Willis Aronowitz. It was produced and directed by Deborah Goldstein with Joy Smith and Haley Dapkus. Sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. It was written and edited by Abby Scher. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel! If you like what you heard here and want to learn more, check out the newest book from Rebel Girls, Growing Up Powerful, a guide to keeping confident when your body is changing, your mind is racing, and the world is complicated. With stories from rebels all over the world and guidance from some brilliant experts, this book is our newest BFF. Order your copy of Growing Up Powerful today on Amazon or anywhere you purchase books.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the Upside Down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the Upside Down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.